I want to switch to the other aspect of the internal model. You've touched upon it and hinted at increasing consultant productivity. It's a high on the agenda. Lots of tech promising to do lots of things there. Anything that you've seen particularly that stands out in helping the consultants or the core delivery using tech?
Yes, actually, if we look at those technologies I've just mentioned, from mobile phones through to the internet, through to email, through to social media, through to WhatsApp, through to AI, through to every et cetera to end, right? Not one of those things has helped recruitment improve its productivity. And you get two schools of thought. Mm. First one is, it's not the tech, it's how we use it.
Yep.
And I think that's a really valid one, but actually it's really difficult to do because actually people use it in the way they want to use it rather than the way that we think they should use it.
Yep.
And there is often a very inverse relationship to what people think is good rather than what is actually very bad. Mm. I'll give you a couple of examples of that.
Please, yeah.
In the good old days, there was something called iProfile in the IT space, which where everybody created their profile as a contractor, and that was made available to the agencies. And when I took over at Hays, I turned that off, right? Because very quickly we realized that actually we're all fishing in the same pool. And actually the competitive intensity was climbing,
yeah,
and the impact on the margin was going down. So this is not a good place to be. Mm. And unfortunately, and the whole world has not got this wrong in my opinion, mm-hmm, is that if you arm your recruitment consultant with a LinkedIn recruiter license, if you give them some book form or other, right, yes, pick one, talisman or
sure,
whatever
sure
you're going to use, kind of CRM system, I don't differentiate between them, I'm afraid. They've got a broad being posted job board. They've got, yep, a CV library login. This is UK specific, of course. So there, my consultant's got that. Well, fun enough, so is the internal recruiter, and so is every other recruitment consultant. Mm. So I think giving them tools after tools after tools to make them more efficient and more productive actually is having a counter effect on the sector and on the industry. It is actually making everybody less interesting. You know, there is less differentiation. There is a commoditization of that process. Mm. And I think, as all commodities, the only differentiator of a commodity is price.
Mm.
So this is why you're seeing in the UK this kind of gently, you know, the price are dropping, commissions, schemes are coming under threat in every way. And again, it would be the same in every other industry.
Mm.
So I think, for me, the tech, how do you improve productivity for the consultants? This starts to play to data, right? And this starts to play to, rather than the tool, we start to understand, where do I put my power? Where do I spend my time? And again, I think this then has to flip into your consumer's view of the world. What you think they want,
mm,
rather than what they think they want, are utterly different things.
Mm.
And if you start to look at the way that tech is deployed across the recruitment sector, the mistake I think most of us are making is that we're trying to fix the recruitment consultant tools,
mm,
make them more efficient. That's kind of a bit inverse. Really, what we should be saying is, how do we make us easier to do business with our customers? Right? And if we can do that, I think there's a step change coming.
Okay.
I think that's the challenge for us.